The leading director, producer of spine tingling mystery stories in America today is Alfred Hitchcock. And it has been said that one of the reasons for his great popularity is that he always makes some kind of personal appearance in his productions. We, having the Christian revelation, know God in much the same way as this. That is, he's not just a director-producer, but he is an actor in his own work. And unlike Hitchcock, he never plays bit parts. On the contrary, he is the star in this spectacular epic, which out-demilled Cecil B. in casting and costs more than the latest Hollywood extravaganza called Cleopatra. It would be easy for us this morning to highlight this divine drama if we conveniently placed it into three acts. God, the creator, is the protagonist throughout the drama. And the created and creatures, creation and man, are the secondary supporting actors, so to speak. They are important, very important, in the sense that this drama is not to be a soliloquy, but a most intense play of emotion between protagonist and cast of characters. Act one, the scene takes place in the beginning. God enters on the stage, and strangely enough, he never leaves it. Stars, moon, sun, earth, greenness. Forms of life and light appear from his hand and from his spirit and from his almighty word, and then enters from the material of earth and the breath of life, nephesh, man, Adam. But man was not alone, for there was also woman. And creation groaned, and thus also husband and wife, as the demons of evil and death threaten to destroy creation and malign Eden. Propagation began and the race began. And from all this mess and multitudes of men, God chose an elect from the peoples of the world. And his acts and his mighty deeds to them are too great to number here. But stage directions at this point would call for a spotlight on the deliverance scene. That scene in which God leads his people from the house of bondage into freedom and life. Hallelujah! Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him for the sun, moon. Praise him for sea, earth. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. He has destroyed the enemy, saved his people, led dry shod by the pillar of fire through waters unto freedom. And the chorus of doxologies shall never end. Through the centuries they shall echo lauds to him who was known as Eya Asher Eyeh. I am. An endless praise belongs to him, for he is above seraphim and cherubim. Seraphim and seraphim. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is New Testament in the new song, Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus. He is the Holy One, Yahweh of hosts, the God of Abram, be praised. And Act 2 is the same scene in the beginning. But in this act, the whole scene is transformed. And virtually all becomes new. Even this beginning becomes new. The Logos, the words anointed, Jesus Christ. And he says, go. Go ye into all the world. Preach the gospel. Let there be no end to the procession of this gospel. For I am set to be the redemption of Israel. Blessed be Yahweh, God of Israel. For he has visited and redeemed his people. And I, by my death, have destroyed death, and and by my rising to life again, have restored everlasting life. Act 3 cannot be told, for it hasn't happened yet. There's one thing that's sure, though. God will be on that stage acting, and we will be with him. The scene will be the same, too, in the beginning. For he is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega. And the dialogue will be a similar liturgy of praise to the Lamb, the Agnus Dei, the Lamb who was sacrificed to God for us. He is Abram's God and he is ours. All might and majesty are his, and endless praise. And meanwhile, for you and for me, intermission, as we await the third and final act. But let's take this time during intermission to refresh ourselves. Refresh ourselves with bread, the staff of life, his body, broken for you. And drink of his blood, poured out, so that you may have the very blood of life running in your veins. And sing for yourselves and for others some of the melodies and texts of these great hymns of praise, which will recall the acts of Scene 1 and Scene 2. Keep the message alive, in other words, of Acts 1 and Acts 2, sharp, always resounding in your heart and in your mind, right up until the curtain call for Act 3. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.